Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Warden. My guest or guests today, it's going to be a little bit of a chaotic podcast, so bear with us, is the first guest is from Azienda Agricola Pico Macario, which is in Barbera d'Asti, Piemonte.
Yeah.
Correct. And the owner is?
Vitaliano Macario and Pico Macario.
So you grow Barbera d'Asti?
Yes, yes. We focus on this variety.
And your name is, quickly?
Gianluca Cariniti.
Okay, so Gianluca, what do you do with your Barbera grapes? You make a Barbera d'Asti wine?
Yes, yes. We made the three steps of Barbera d'Asti. First step is Lavignone, our bestseller, and then we made other two steps of Barbera d'Asti, one Barbera d'Asti Lavignone, the name is Tre Roveri, and the top line is, top Barbera is Epico.
Okay, and very briefly, if I have a normal Barbera d'Asti red wine, what are the main flavors, and is it an acidic wine, is it a, just the flavors,
it's,
just the
yeah,
main
it's
flavors?
It's very fruity and fresh. At the nose, we can feel some red fruit, ripe, as blackberry, raspberry.
Is it a little bit bitter? Amaro?
No, it's a little bit acid.
Okay.
Acidity is a good acidity.
Okay. As well as making Barbera d'Asti from your estate, you also have a project in which your grapes are used by somebody else, whose name is?
Is Carucci.
Is Mr. Carucci here?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah?
Alessandro.
Come on, you come over here. We're in Italy, it's a little bit chaotic, but we love it. So, no, you come and sit next to me. We're in a studio that's the size of a matchbox, and we have some very large Italians, as in it's tall.
I speak
tall,
a little.
It's okay, I'll translate. Okay, come here, what's your name?
My name is Alessandro Carucci.
Okay, you look at the microphone.
I created the Barbera
tonic. It's like he's going to the microphone like he's recording a Michael Jackson album. You know, or like a Frank Sinatra. Hello, my kin. What is this product and what is it made from?
This product is aromatic wine. Is aromatic wine with Barbera grapes. Is an infused, but
infusion. It's a liqueur. Is that right?
Yeah.
Liqueur. Yeah.
Yeah. Is an infused by but 15 herbs. In the red wine, Lavignone.
So basically, you take some Barbera d'Asti wine.
Yeah.
So there, it's like an infusion of herbs in the Barbera d'Asti wine.
For 3 months.
3 months, okay. And is that in, how do? Do you do that in a tank, in a barrel?
In a tanning.
What is the alcohol level of the Pinato?
20 grade.
Okay, so do you add any spirit?
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is what?
It's a spirit.
Grape spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a distilled distil. So that's a clear spirit. And give me
similar a vermouth, ecco.
It's like
yes,
a okay.
Is, the perfect association is a similar a vermouth.
And what color is your product, Chinato?
Red.
He's always looking. You're looking at your wife.
he's
like, I got
confused.
My product. He's like,
confused.
Am I allowed to say that it's red?
I love.
I know you love your wife. We love your
is
wife.
It's impossible to red passion.
So that was a
red
guess.
Passion. Red
okay.
Passion.
Now,
it's a red
okay.
Passion.
Okay. So give me the names in Italian of some of the herbs.
In Italian. The herbs
one by one.
Okay. Quina.
So that's quinine.
Gentiana.
Which is a plant called gentian.
Artemisia.
So Artemisia is a member of the mugwort family. I think we've got the mugwort family in the studio with us today. Carry on. Cinnamon
and okay, so arancia amaro,
which is bitter orange. And then you
and
so when
five
you,
secret and another five
secret
herbs.
Okay, so we're in a very small studio. There's not much oxygen in here. We're going to leave you in here until you give us at least one of the secret ingredients. Does your wife know the secret ingredients?
Zeodaria.
Zeodaria is one of the ingredients.
What? Yeah. It's impossible to...
It was a secret.
Is it
to replicate. Okay.
Quindi è come se non te l'avessi detta.
All right. So, okay, so I come into a bar and I order a Barbera tonic.
Yeah.
How will the barman serve me the tonic, the Barbera tonic? How does it work? Do you have a glass? Are you going to? Your wife is going to explain. Come on, you come and say hi. What's your name?
You prefer me.
I be a little bit careful about that. I like both of you, to be honest, but for very different reasons.
Okay.
I remember meeting you guys in Barolo, and I just thought you were a little bit crazy, but I think you have a fantastic product. Now, just explain. If I go into a bar and I order a Barbera tonic, what is
it's great in my bar, and we have created a.
So you have your own bar, wine bar.
Wine bar.
Where's your wine bar?
In Nizza Monferrato.
In Nizza Monferrato.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's Cugini di Torino.
Turin cousins.
Yeah, Turin cousins. And
so I come to the bar. I find you behind the bar.
It's born. The Barbera tonic is born in my bar.
And I order Barbera tonic. How are you gonna prepare that for me? What kind of glass do you start with?
Yeah, we use a wine glass. Mm-hmm. We put ice and Carucci and the tonic water. Mix and serve. That's it. It's finished.
It's
really easy to do the cocktail. It's possible.
Even your husband's capable of making one, is he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's obviously got one talent.
Yeah.
He's smiling. He doesn't know what he's saying. It's okay.
It's only for a cocktail.
Okay. Now, is it something that you would have with food, before a meal, or after a meal?
Yeah. Alessandro has created this cocktail for aperitif.
So before the meal.
Exactly. It's important. We have created this cocktail for to bring close the adult consumer and for consumer the wine, the red wine, or is preferred the Barbera. And then we have created this cocktail. It's possible to drink after dinner. For example, if you want to put a gin inside, the Barbera tonic is a little bit dry. Or then if you want, it's possible to drink Carucci alone. It's the same to digest.
It's a digestive. So that digestivo is a digestive. So the idea is that it stimulates your appetite.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And it's slightly bitter, but it's.
Yeah.
It's
important because inside the Carucci we have two notes. You say get the acidity note and the bitter note. The acidity is from to Barbera Lavignone, and the bitter note is from the herbs Alessandro put inside, and then. This combination is perfect for creating the Italian aperitif. And then for if you drink Carucci or if you drink Barbera tonic, you drink wine after the aperitif.
Okay. I don't know how we got through that interview, but we seem to have managed to survive. I want to say thanks to my guest today.
Thank you too, Monty.
So your name, just say goodbye. Your name?
Goodbye, Ilaria. Bye.
Tu, vieni qui. Marito.
Goodbye.
And your name?
Alessandro.
Okay. E tu, vieni, the guy who grows the grapes.
Thank you, Gianluca. Thank you. Goodbye to everyone.
Person. Thanks. Okay, that's it, guys. And I have had this drink, and I did.
Thank you, Monty.
That's all right. I met these guys in Barella. I tried this drink. I honestly thought they were a little bit.
Thank you.
I did think you're a little bit crazy. I did. I'm not being rude. Okay, I'm being honest. And I thought, you know what? Let's give it a go. And it is a lovely product. I'm not an expert on digestives, but again, digestive drinks or aperitifs like this. But it's delicious. It really is. It's and it does stimulate your appetite.
Thank you. Thank you. We
and
try.
Now I need to go and lie down.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, great to see you guys. Great to meet you, and I wish you every success with your brand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.